What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin, and here's what's happening. A Delaware County man is being charged with setting a fire to a beloved Westchester watering hole this week. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
Investigators believe 22-year-old Michael Thompson from Marcus Hook intentionally set fire to Jake's Bar on Matlack Street in Westchester on Tuesday. Police say there were two people trapped on the roof of the building when crews arrived on scene. A third person fell from the second story while trying to get to safety. Fire inspectors determined the blaze was set on purpose and named Thompson as a suspect. Westchester police took Thompson into custody on Thursday. He is being charged with attempted criminal homicide, aggravated arson, burglary, and other offenses. Jake's Bar is back open. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The body of a man was recovered from the Delaware River this morning after a tractor trailer he was driving crashed through a concrete barrier on the Delaware Memorial Bridge Friday. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more.
The body of a man who died after his truck crashed on the Delaware Memorial Bridge Friday was pulled from the river this morning. The jaws of life were used to pull the man's body from the trailer cab Saturday morning, according to officials. The unidentified man and the truck were recovered just after 11 a.m. The Delaware River and Bay Authority says the truck crashed Friday morning after 3:30. The bobtail tractor going south on the Delaware Memorial Bridge crossed three lanes onto a concrete pad and crashed into a wall. Officials say the crash's impact caused the wall to give way and the truck cab fell into the river. Tide and water conditions stopped the search on Friday afternoon, but authorities say the cab was found in 20 feet of water earlier that day. Recovery efforts on Saturday were also delayed due to similar conditions, but they started 3 hours late at 9 a.m. Officials say a maintenance vehicle is parked on the concrete pad in front of the crash opening as a safety measure. An investigation into the details, like the victim's identification and the cause of the accident, is ongoing. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
911 service has been restored in Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency made the announcement when they posted on X just after midnight. They say they fully tested the system and determined that it was working in every county. PEMA Director Andy Padfield says the issues first occurred around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
The next-gen 911 service provider immediately notified our 911 team and engaged to start the troubleshooting the issue and identify the root cause of the issue.
Padfield said the description of the incident as an outage is not technically accurate. He said the majority of calls were delivered, but there were other issues like missing number data or location data.
And without being able to identify a cause, out of an abundance of caution, a statewide wireless emergency alert and emergency alert system message was sent to the public to notify them of the intermittent issues.
That notification went out around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, urging people to use non-emergency 10-digit phone numbers to contact 911 centers or police as needed. Authorities did not immediately identify a cause of the issue. PEMA says they are investigating the incident and will provide updates. A man is in critical condition after he was shot outside a bar in the Overbrook neighborhood early this morning. Police say a 28-year-old man was shot in the abdomen near 56th Street and Lancaster Avenue around 2 a.m. Several spent shell casings were found at the scene. He is in critical condition and police are trying to figure out what led to the shooting. The People's Light Theater in Malvern has a new take on a cult classic musical on stage now. KYW's Sabrina Boyd Circa spoke with a star of Little Shop of Horrors.
You know Little Shop. You might not know the version that we're doing.
Anna Faye Lieberman plays the lead, Seymour, a flower shop worker who discovers an odd plant.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night.
Lieberman's version of Seymour is non-binary, which they say shines a unique light on gender dynamics that were already in the script.
Little Shop deals with themes of masculinity, femininity, how they can both become toxic. And I think Seymour's having a really hard time finding themselves in this space. So it becomes this really interesting exploration of how that toxic masculinity can influence power and how Seymour's trying to get power.
Even with some heavy themes, the show is a comedy with an outlandish plot about a living, breathing, and eating plant.
We've been balancing, I think, holding realism with a light hand and having kind of surrealism be our guiding force.
Little Shop of Horrors is on stage at People's Light through August 3rd. Sabrina Boyd Circa, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Coughlin. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.